Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Anglers who purchased an Alaska sport fishing license in 2022 may soon receive a copy of the 2022 Alaska Sport Fishing Survey. This is an annual mail-in survey conducted by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to assess where sport fishing occurs and estimate how many fish are caught and kept from sport fishing locations across Alaska. This week, ADF&G Division of Sport Fish will begin mailing the first wave of the 2022 Alaska Sport Fishing Surveys. The survey is mailed to approximately 47,000 randomly selected Alaska resident and non-resident households that have at least one person who purchased a sport fishing license or has a permanent sport fishing license card in 2022. Conducted every year since 1977, the Alaska Sport Fishing Survey is a scientific survey that asks anglers to recall basic information such as the number of days fished by members of their household, how many fish were caught and harvested by species, and location fished in 2022. Selected angler households receive a detailed survey booklet and a full-color fish identification index. Postpaid envelopes are provided so the surveys can be mailed back to ADF&G. The information collected by the Alaska Sport Fishing Survey is used to produce detailed estimates of the total sport fishing effort, days fished, the total number of fish caught and kept by species, and fishing location. This information, combined with other on-the-ground creel surveys and data gathering efforts, are essential part of the Division of Sport Fish's mission to protect and improve Alaska sport fisheries. Anglers who have questions about the survey or information requested may contact Statewide Harvest Survey staff. You'll find the link and email on our website at ryukenai.com. Results of the 2022 Alaska Sport Fishing Survey will be available fall of 2023. Results from previous survey years can be found on a link at ryukenai.com. Kenai Central High School vocational education instructor Barry Hartman was named the Alaska CTE Teacher of the Year for his outstanding work in career and technical education. Hartman teaches a variety of CTE classes at Kenai Central High School, including welding, construction, and CAD/CAM. Hartman was recognized at the ACTE Annual Conference for his dedication, high-quality instruction, and ability to connect with students. Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy defended his record against sharp criticism from two major rivals during a televised debate. He argued Wednesday that the state was better off today than it was 4 years ago, during the administration of one of his challengers, independent former governor Bill Walker. Both Walker and Democrat Les Garrett disputed Dunleavy's characterization. Walker also criticized Dunleavy for agreeing to participate in only a handful of debates ahead of the November 8th election. Dunleavy said he's been busy in his role as governor. The fourth candidates in the race, Republican Charlie Pierce, a former Kenai Peninsula borough mayor, also participated in the debate. Democratic U.S. Representative Mary Peltola received a hero's welcome Thursday, with the first Alaska Native to serve in Congress gave the keynote address at the Alaska Federation of Natives Conference in Anchorage. Those attending the largest annual gathering of Natives in Alaska showered her with standing ovations, spontaneous songs, and gifts, including a bolo tie worn by her Republican predecessor, the late Don Young. Young held the office for 49 years until his death in March. His daughter, Joni Nelson, presented the tie to Peltola, saying it was a passing of the mantle. Peltola defeated Republican Sarah Palin and Nick Begich in an August special election. She's competing for a full two-year term in November. The Alaska Marine Highway is looking to green up its fleets. That's why it's leveraging federal infrastructure funding for a battery-powered diesel-electric hybrid ship to replace the aging Tustamita ferry. Adding batteries to the new vessels expected to heap millions onto the already $200 to $250 million price tag. But the federal infrastructure law dedicated more than $1 billion in ferry funding. It's expected to join the fleet in 2027. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.